Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Checking out Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
Hey, don't know yet. Summer Jam artists right there, the Migos, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. I mean, is it summer? I mean, it's warm like it's summer.
it's summer,
cloudy
man.
Like it's winter.
I know.
Today, though, what is it looking like, Laura? Can we believe or trust in the forecast?
I don't know. Let me see. It's a, okay, so high of 91.
Okay.
Small chances of rain tonight.
All right.
But we don't know.
We don't know.
Did you guys notice the haze yesterday again over the city?
Yeah.
Was it hazy for y'all?
Yeah.
Where y'all was at?
It wasn't really like super clear blue skies where I was at.
Yeah, it was like hazy. Is that the smoke still from the big fires out west?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know it was the smoke the first time.
We talked about it on the radio.
Yeah. No, I mean, when you told me.
But
on site, I didn't know that. So
oh, right, yeah.
I wasn't paying attention to that yesterday.
Yeah, I only knew because they said something about it.
Yeah.
It ain't like I be knowing, you know what I'm saying? I be reading and listening. That's about it.
That the smoke from the fires have come all the way to New York and made our skies hazy.
Yeah, we had some of the worst air in the country.
It's crazy.
I think the worst. But it's because of like the jet stream or something, you know that. Those air currents that carry things.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? So the jet stream, I guess, you know, where New York City sits right in line with it. So it just dragged it from Montana and all that right over here.
Man.
So I don't know, but I don't know what yesterday's was. Is it the same thing? Because the fires are still ablaze. So I got to assume it's the same thing. I just couldn't find any news stories about it.
Right. And then you still just got basic city smog, right?
So it don't be that bad, bro. Yesterday was crazy. It was haze. Super hazy.
Super. Let me see what my trusty app says. My trusty app. You know, because I don't know about your dark sky.
What you got?
Mine says clear skies and 90 degrees.
But well, who's the service from? What's your service?
Mine, I'm Samsung. This is the one that comes with it says the Weather Channel.
The Weather Channel. Yeah, that's the same one that Apple is. Apple's is the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
All right, so we here.
We here, right. Fam.
So y'all, you and Laura got the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah, 90 right, degrees,
clear. Tight. Yeah. I got 90 and 12% chance of rain.
Yeah,
in the later after 12%. But, you know, let's see how it actually maps out. Let's see what happens. Tomorrow, the clouds roll in. Thursday, even more chances of rain. But the weekend's looking mighty nice. It's time to give away something.
Oh, we have tickets.
Something.
We have tickets to Six Flags Great Adventure to check out the New Jersey Devil Coaster made hot by Six Flags.
All right, Carissa and Anthony. Good morning, Carissa.
Good morning.
Where are you calling us from, Carissa?
I'm calling you from Brooklyn.
And are you on your way somewhere or are you just at the cribbo, chilling?
No. Me and my husband are on our way to work.
Okay, husband.
Dropping me off in Manhattan.
All right. Does he drop? And then he goes off to work after that. So y'all get to commute together every day.
And he goes to work. Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. You guys get those moments together. You spending with Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. We appreciate y'all.
Yes.
What's the big conversation with you and the husband of the goings-on in the world these days? What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about our son's birthday.
Okay.
We're talking about going on vacation.
Man, listen.
We just moved.
Yo, it sounds just like my house.
Word. What was the last
My daughter's birthday, going on vacation.
There's a lot going on. We feel very blessed.
What was the last thing you said, Carissa? What's the other item on the list?
No, I said we just have a lot going on, but we feel very blessed.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, true. All right.
Well, y'all sound like everybody else out here. Anthony, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, my brother. Good morning, everybody. I'm
Peace,
wonderful.
God. Peace. Where you headed?
I'm headed to work right now.
All right, what do you do? You want to shout it out or you don't really like them like that?
I work for Con Ed. I love
okay,
it.
Con Ed. Con Ed in the building.
Money.
Great retirement plan. Good paying job.
Absolutely.
Damn. All right, shout to Con Ed, and then also shout to everybody who be mad at Con Ed for one reason or another. Bill too high, something ain't working right. Y'all take too long to come fix stuff, but we love y'all. We love y'all. We love y'all.
Listen, man, it's the worst being somebody that's affected by the outage and having to go put other people on, and you still don't got power.
Yo, that's real talk. Yo, listen, I ain't never even heard that version of the story. Facts.
Yeah.
So you be outside fixing other people's stuff. Your stuff's still turned off.
Absolutely.
Yo, and you can't even fix your own stuff.
Can't do nothing about it.
Damn it, man.
Gotta wait like everybody else.
Yeah, it's real. It's real. Well, it's good to hear that you suffering like everybody else. So now we don't hate you as much. That's all people really want to hear. That's all people really want to hear is you going through what we going through. If we all in it together, it ain't so bad. All right, cool. We cool then. Carissa, who you want to represent you? Me or Laura Stiles?
I'm going to go with my girl, Laura.
As right, you Carissa. Should. The game that lives up to its name. We trying to send the family to Six Flags. Yeah. Y'all really needed these little I be needing these little conversations before we play, y'all. I hope y'all understand that.
Yeah,
it's really
yeah.
for me.
It's like
really
stretching.
For me.
It's like stretching.
Nah, it's just for me because I don't really, it'd be hard getting up in the morning. And the only reason I really be coming to work and still doing this job is because I like connecting with the people. The artist I could give a damn about. I'll keep it 100. And then I love Shawnee Laura Rosenberg and the whole team.
Thanks.
Oh, blessings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
appreciate
man.
You.
Y'all just dawned on me. I had a dream that King Louis quit last night.
Oh, why are you saying that?
I just had that dream.
What'd you
that
do
King,
to him? What did you do to him?
I don't think I did anything. I just remember him leaving us a recorded announcement. We got to bring that up later on.
A recorded announcement?
Yo, 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
Question.
Let's play. Laura never loses.
Here we go.
Okay, a Nas diss directed Ebro. At Ebro.
A Nas diss directed at
3, 2.
Tupac.
That is correct. Recently surfaced. I want to hear that. In a human body, what does the orbital cavity
Ebro.
Contain?
Ebro. Orbital cavity.
The eyeball.
That is correct. He rolls out in the races. Cassidy called out which? Laura.
Oh.
Cassidy called out Tory Lanez for stealing lyrics.
That is correct. In July 1969, which module became the first to land on the moon?
Ebro.
Oh. Module.
Ebro.
What was the name of that thing? That thing was called
3.
The Apollo.
2. Incorrect.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Apollo
13.
Yeah. Incorrect. Eagle.
Oh.
Eagle. Mm-hmm. Which television star's guest hosting Jeopardy? Ebro.
Three. Anthony 2. Anderson.
Incorrect.
No, LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton. That's
wow.
right.
She tied at the buzzer.
Okay,
how did LeVar Burton do, man? I didn't watch.
I haven't seen it yet. But we
Damn it, man.
Him.
I wanted to support him, man. Damn it. I screwed that up.
He's on all week.
Okay. Oh, it just started.
Yes, he's on.
Oh,
all
nice.
Week.
Okay. LeVar Burton's on Jeopardy. Everybody tune in, man. Get them numbers up for the bro.
Okay.
Reading Rainbow. Y'all know what he did for us when we was children.
You know what I'm saying? Don't call him. Don't call him Toby.
Don't.
All right.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
What is the Japanese name for Japan?
Ebro.
Japan. Oh, my God.
Ebro.
The Japanese name for Japan is...
I don't know the...
3, 2.
Land of the Rising Sun.
that is incorrect.
I pass. No, I don't have no clue.
For Japan is Nippon.
Nippon. I knew that. I knew that. I knew that.
N-I-P-P-O-N. I didn't know that.
I did know that, but I didn't. You know what I'm saying?
It's not like
like it was in there, but I couldn't access the memory.
All right, give us one more. Come on, come on.
Okay. All right. On already. Okay. In sailing, how deep is a fathom?
Laura. 20 feet.
That is incorrect.
How deep is a... Can you finish the question, please? I didn't hear the end of it.
Oh, man.
How deep is a fathom?
Fathom?
3. You have to fathom on a fathom.
I know.
3.
Come on, D-Bro.
2.
I'm going to go with 100 meters.
That is incorrect. A fathom is 6 feet.
Oh, my God. This is going super overtime.
I fathom.
All right.
Look, I'm a fathom tall. And plus 2.
Facts. All right. What does the Statue of Liberty hold in her?
Ay, Dios mío.
Ebro.
The Statue of Liberty holds the...
3, 2.
Declaration 1. Of Independence.
That is the incorrect answer.
Oh, whoops.
What does the Statue of Liberty hold in her right hand?
The torch.
That is correct.
Oh, you said right hand. I missed right hand.
I never got to right hand.
Oh.
Yeah, I said your name before I got to that.
Oh, sorry.
Wow. You worked hard on that one.
Statue of Liberty holds a torch in her right hand.
She sure does.
Declaration of Independence in the left.
Gosh. Is it the Declaration of Independence?
I think it just says July 4th. It has a date on it.
Oh.
1776. Carissa in the building.
Carissa, you're going to Six Flags. Great adventure. You're going to check out the New Jersey Devil Coaster. Have fun with the family.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys. I appreciate you.
The Statue of Liberty, it is holding a torch in her right hand and a tablet in her left hand with the date of the Declaration of Independence in Roman numerals, July 4, 1776.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No one's ever looked inside to make sure it's actually the Declaration of Independence.
Well, I don't think.
Yeah, it's really just a date on it.
There's no real paper there.
There's no paper.
Man, where's this guy coming from?
You can't open it.
You can't open it, Charlie.
It's just a. Damn. Y'all, man, why y'all messing everything up, man? Yeah,
Carissa.
Yeah, Carissa going to Six Flags. Carissa, who you want to shout out?
I want to shout out my husband Angel, my kids Zariah, AJ, and August.
Yeah. Whose birthday's coming up, Carissa? Which one?
Little August. He's going to be 2 on August 9th.
2.
Wow. Shout out the Leos.
Shout out, My daughter's August 8th coming up.
Yeah. I'm August 11th.
Leo season.
A lot of Leo.
My birthday's coming up on the 14th.
Wow.
Okay.
Happy early birthday.
Happy early birthday. Hang on, Carissa. We need your info. Shout out to your whole family. Thank you for loving us. We love you. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles. What's cracking?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Issa Rae surprised everyone with a very personal announcement. We'll discuss coming up. Flashing Lights.
What? 7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Good morning. It's Ebro. It's Laura. It's Rosenberg.
Oh, hey.
Thank you for joining the program. Wherever you are on the planet Earth, wherever you tune in, we really, 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 really appreciate you. At some point this morning, we are going to unpack what the baby thought he was doing on stage at Rolling Loud. Because it was terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It landed terribly. I don't know what he thought he was doing or where he thought he was at. But damn it, man. He might get, you know what? He got the button coming. For sure. Let's get the Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the Flashing Lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the Flashing Lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
So yesterday morning, Issa Rae revealed that her and her fiance, Louis, I think you pronounce it Diame, they wed in a private wedding.
Nice.
In the south of France over the weekend.
Oh, beautiful.
So beautiful. Should. So nice. But of course, she joked about it. She was like, oh, here's some pictures from a photo shoot. She's like, an impromptu photo shoot with a custom Vera Wang dress. My girls came to help me, but they coincidentally had the same dress on. Wow, I was so embarrassed. You know her. She's always being cheeky and like making fun of everything. She was like, I took a flick with somebody's husband. But the pictures look absolutely beautiful. And it's dope. She's kept her relationship pretty private. Mm-hmm. So for all of a sudden to be like, boom, here we go, this gorgeous wedding. Everyone was super surprised. But congratulations to her.
Yeah, it was Louis, really nice to see that.
Louis Diame says he's a businessman.
Yeah,
I love that. I Googled that. That could mean literally anything.
Right. It's an international banker.
Wait, it's international banker?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different than businessman.
And they've known each other. It says here he appeared on Issa Rae's web series back in 2012. He was a cameo of episode 7 of The Date of Rae's now decade-long YouTube web series Awkward Black Girl.
That's tight. That's so cool.
So they've known each other for a minute.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yo, did you guys peep, guys, that the gold and silver medal winners for women's Olympic skateboarding are both 13 years old?
I love watching that. So y'all remember the viral video of the little girl hitting kickflips? I think she was in a fairy dress.
Yes, yes.
And went viral back in 2015, I believe. She was 7 years old at the time.
Wow.
That's her.
So now she just won a medal.
So cool. So Japan's Momiji Nishiya, she won the gold, and Brazil's Ray Salil won the silver.
Amazing. I love to see it, man.
Yeah, man. That's so tight. 13 years old.
The children.
That's your Flashing Lights Report. The time is 7 a.m. Today will be a high of 91 degrees, guys. And alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Did they, did you just say, Laura Stiles, that Naomi Osaka was eliminated today?
Yeah, I just saw it flash on the news that she was just eliminated.
Oh, man.
Tim, last thing I heard was that she just advanced. It goes quick.
Yeah, it's quick.
Damn it, man. Well, congratulations. You played yourself. It's on the way. Any suggestions from the people in the audience, just add us at Ebro and AM on Twitter. Who should we be giving the button to? It looks like the baby's up first, though.
Oh, no, the baby, I think, is the focal point today.
All right, we'll break it down. Lock in, plus ride or die. Good morning, everyone.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live. June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey. Whoa. Hey.
Whoa. Yo. Laura.
Yes.
Rosenberg.
Hello.
Have you ever heard of the Ebro in the Morning Sunday side dish every Sunday?
Nope. I can't say that I had until a few seconds ago.
Laura, have you heard of the Ebro in the Morning Sunday side dish?
No.
Oh. Who named that?
I don't know.
Who came up with this?
Oh,
don't bother giving a hard time to whoever came up with it.
Why?
Because if they ask us for it, they never get it. So
that's not true.
It's partially true.
Ebro.
If they asked us to name it or if they asked us to voice it?
No, to name it.
Why does it got to have a name?
What do you mean?
Why is it called a Sunday side dish?
Because it's an offering on Sunday that they feel like should have its own name.
All right.
Nah, bro. Hit the button, son.
I don't get it.
Yo, hit the button.
Congratulations. What? You played yourself.
So
that big Willie talk,
hop you up, playing yourself. So we got
playing yourself, playing yourself.
Sunday side dish?
I don't think.
It's apparently a Sunday offering. Sunday vehicle.
I'm for that, because we got Saturday. We on Saturdays. I just don't like side dish.
Feel like a side piece?
I don't. What is it? What is that?
Side dish, low morning show on the side.
Like, you would have been better with it just being Sunday fun day.
Yeah, Sunday, maybe.
Sunday serving. Sunday service.
What about Sunday service? Nah, Kanye got that. We can't do that. Right. Can't do that. Even though Sunday service has been around since I was a child and long before that, people have been going to church on Sunday.
That's a fact.
But that's the thing. It's always Sunday. Let's be honest.
Yo, whoever came up with that, y'all might want to run these things past us. At least run it past us.
Being a side dish.
The name, everything. Don't just send me a script and say, yo, can you voice this? I'm gonna be like, yo, what is this? When has that ever worked up here? Where you just put something in front of me and I just read it.
I actually think if I was them, they made the right decision. I would do it again. Because they'd still be waiting. They'd still be waiting on whatever they said.
That's a fact.
Well, now they're not getting nothing. So hit the button.
Wait forever.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Who wants to tackle and unpack the baby shenanigans from what's that thing called? Rolling Loud.
Rolling Loud.
Oh, Lord. Well, is this a group affair or is this an individual unpacking?
No, I mean, we can talk about it.
I'm not gonna lie, I've been waiting for it since I saw it. It was the first time I've been hungry for a congratulations you played yourself.
Well, Rosenberg, have at it. It sounds like it's more than a side dish. It sounds like it's an entree.
This is an entree because it's after someone shows you who they are like 30 times, like when do you start to believe who that person is?
All right, so the baby was performing at Rolling Loud and fans were really disturbed by some of his comments. And we have the comments right here.
You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2-3 weeks. Put a cell phone light in the air. Lady, if your p- smell like water, put a cell phone light in the air. Fellas.
Lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights
Let's
in the
Let's be real about this.
Yeah, keep it real.
Some of y'all suspect as a mom. Let's be real.
So, let me just be clear about this. People were at first describing that as a rant. It was not a rant. It was a clearly planned, like he's done it before, a clearly planned and terrible attempt at getting the crowd to put their phone lights in the air. I don't know why he's doing it with such poor, like, inflection, like he's not excited about it, but it was just offensive and terrible. It was his way of saying, if you don't have AIDS, put your phone in the air. Essentially, was what he was saying.
Basically.
Basically.
But I was stuck on, where did somebody tell you that you died in 2 or 3 days? There's people living with HIV right now. No problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then to act like that's a funny thing to joke about, you get the button.
Like,
congratulations, you played yourself.
And
that wasn't
enough. There were some statements that were homophobic and just pushing
outside of that
false
audio
narrative. Yeah.
Let's hear his attempt to explain, though, Ebro. Maybe if the baby jumped on social, saw people are upset, he could simply apologize and say, that's not what I should be saying. I apologize for that. Let's see what he said.
I wasn't going on no rant. That's called a call to action. That's what that's called, because I'm a live performer. I'm the best live performer. I'm the live show killer. You interact with your fans. You get what I'm saying? All the lights went up, gay or straight. You want to know why? Because even my gay fans don't got f***ing AIDS, stupid-ass n***.
What?
They don't got AIDS. My gay fans, they take care of themselves. They ain't going for that. They ain't no nasty gay. They ain't no junkies.
Wait,
what? Then I said, you suck in the Rolling Loud parking lot. Put your cell phone light up. You know what my gay fans did? Put that light up. They ain't going for that. They got class. Yeah, you got to wait till they go to the crib. They ain't just going to be out here just doing no anything. Yeah, if they a fan of me, they got them. They on some big dog. We ain't just going for nothing. Even my gay fans got standards. Y'all
even
tripping.
My gay fans.
Okay.
That was his attempt. So basically, if you're wondering, the translation from him there was, hey, listen, I wasn't being homophobic. I was making fun of people with HIV, okay? That's essentially what
his
beat up
was. That's basically what it bust down to.
That is what it bust down to. Yeah, that wasn't about gay people. That was about people with AIDS. That's
not only that, but you know, I don't mind if you want to do whatever you want to do sexually. Just don't do it in the parking lot and be dirty about it.
Right.
He was also saying that too.
Only junkies, according to him, have HIV?
Well, junkies and floozies. That's who has HIV, according to DaBaby.
But his fans got class.
And his fans got class.
They gonna wait till they get home.
And by the way, heads up, if you're the best performer on planet Earth, you probably need some better calls to action than that, bro.
Yo, the button.
The
congratulations,
button.
You played yourself.
And you can see the baby at Summer Jam.
That's right.
He going to be in the building. Get them tickets. Let's see if he does that at Summer Jam.
I hope not.
Let's hope he, now, by the way, not to be outdone, though. Hold on. Time for a tag team. Congratulations, you played yourself. Because T.I. decided to jump in the comments on, I don't know, it was the Shade Room or one of those things, that it posted about the baby.
Yo, T.I., you probably should go sit down somewhere, too,
no,
bro.
No, Ebro, but you got to wait and hear what he said, because I don't. We have audio, apparently. Before we even get to that, I know that what he wrote in the comments was, if Lil Nas X is allowed to go saying what he says, the baby should be able to say what he's got to say. Hashtag equality.
What?
What did Lil Nas X say?
You know, all his gay propaganda. I don't know what T.I. was trying to say. No idea.
Wait, did Lil Nas X say anything negative about anybody with a terminal illness or
no.
sexual orientation?
No, but Ebro, no. If he's allowed to say pro, sexually positive and pro-gay
things. Yo, what's wrong
things?
With these people, man? Hit the button,
congratulations,
man.
Bro. You played yourself.
That's how I felt yesterday, too. I was like, what is going on? Now, Shawnee, what's the audio we have of T.I.?
This is T.I. defending the baby.
Let's hear
rolling
this.
Out.
I guess, you know what I'm saying, social media is full of confusion. Words are often misconstrued. And to be honest with you, if homosexuals have more rights than heterosexual people, just say that. If homosexuals have more rights than heterosexual people, then just say that. Let's let that be the law. Is that the law? I just, because I feel like I respect gays, especially the ones who have the courage and the bravery to step out and live in their truth. I think any human being, man, walking this earth who has the bravery and the courage to live their truth unapologetically, I respect that. But that, I respect it the same way if you're a heterosexual person. I respect it the same way. So I don't even see what all the hoopla about. Some of y'all motherfuckers that be up in arms and fake caring shit just because you ain't got shit else going on in your life for real.
That's not even. This makes no sense. Y'all make no sense.
Yo, Tip, love you, man. You might want to go sit down for a minute, bro, because that didn't even make sense. That all lives matter, that all gay lives matter speech you just gave.
It's
you might want to go sit your ass down.
It doesn't even make sense.
And that conservative ass right wing mindset of apparently gay homosexuals have more rights than heterosexuals.
Where?
What was he talking about?
Where
is this happening?
Because people got upset.
Well, and what does this have to do with rights? This has nothing to do with rights. This has everything to do with you said something on a stage that you were paid to be on that was offensive to a group of people and they had something to say about it. That's what this is about. This don't have nothing to do with nobody's rights. And by the way, the baby, T.I., y'all had a right to say, ain't nobody putting y'all in jail for what y'all said.
Yeah, no one took away your right.
Nobody took away your rights. You said what you said. People were upset about it. Comprehension is key out here. And I'm beginning to, I've known for a long time that comprehension in our society is problematic, especially in when you're talking about in the hip-hop community. People just don't comprehend well. The baby should understand why what he said was offensive, right, to people who might be living with HIV or who have loved ones who are living with HIV. But T.I. is talking about somebody's rights. What are you talking about? Nobody's going to jail, bro.
And it's like the baby's apology. It was almost as if someone sent him a message and said, yo, gay people are mad at you. You better apologize. And he was like, oh, let me jump on here real quick and tell gay people to not be mad. That's no, not it, what
the baby didn't apologize. That wasn't an apology.
It wasn't an apology.
It was clearly saying, listen, if you have HIV, I think you're dirty. That's
right.
What he's basically saying.
Correct.
That's what he's basically saying. And that's why people are pissed off, because that's not how it works, bro. And that's why you get the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
See you at Summer Jam.
Man.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself.
Yo, that.
Playing yourself. Yo, playing yourself. I don't play.
Ebro in the morning. With Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Rico's going crazy.
Thank you.
Whew.
turn it up in the headphones.
Yo, I often remind myself, and I've tweeted this before, there are very talented people who are not that intelligent. They might be intelligent in a creative way. They might be intelligent in a musical way. They might be intelligent in another way. But everybody's got their blind spots, okay?
They're saying Simone Biles is hurt and out of U.S. team competition.
No!
Yes. They're saying this just happened. Yep. Simone Biles is out for the rest of the team final.
Listen, man, these guys compete at a very high level. Men and women. This is part of it, man. It is part of it. Sending love to Simone Biles.
Yeah.
Yo, thanks for logging in to Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, wherever you are. We love you for loving us. Thank you so much. The sun is shining today. Did we figure out what that haze over the city was yesterday? Nobody said anything?
Nope.
Because it definitely looked like that smoke again coming from the northwest.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Yo, turn off the TV, son.
Yo, you know, they talking about a lot of things in there.
What they
like
talking
what?
About?
Yo, turn it off.
You know, city workers having to get the vaccine is a lot of pressure.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, de Blasio said yesterday that anybody that worked for the city, you either going to have to get vaccinated or tested every week.
Or test
so there's
weekly.
Still an option.
Yeah.
You can get weekly tests.
That's good. That's
Yo, it. Look, right now, I still get weekly tests. If I got to go do anything for Apple or whatever, if I got to be in the studio, I got to get a test on the way in, on the way out, if I travel. You know what I'm saying? Vaccinated or not, everybody still got to get tested.
Get tested.
Even so if you were vaccinated, they would still test you?
Yes.
Yeah, because you could still catch and spread
it. Yeah, you should. You should get tested.
Remember, the vaccine is just so you don't die and go to the hospital.
No, I'm more just pointing out that's interesting of Apple. I mean, it's good of them because most places, once you're vaccinated, they don't do the testing.
Nah, everybody still get tested.
You should.
Period.
Word.
Especially if you're on a set or if you're doing something, everybody got to get tested all day. See, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Make sure you out here playing it safe for sure. I'm still masking up. Doesn't mean I'm going to dodge the Delta because, you know, I know a few people that got the vaccine, they got the Delta. Now, it wasn't that bad for them. I know one person is pretty bad for them. They had the Johnson & Johnson, but their physical was a little compromised. You know, they got a compromised physical. So, but nonetheless... Rosenberg, you were saying you was watching something about the breakthrough. What do they call them?
Breakthrough cases?
Yeah.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Breakthrough cases are when you're vaccinated and you still get it.
Okay.
And there's just a lot of them right now. A lot more than they expected. And they don't really have the stats on them. They're almost anecdotal, the way people are finding out about it. Like, not real statistics on this yet.
Well, because imagine, if you're vaccinated, okay, what are the odds of you taking a test?
Correct. Not that high.
If you don't have symptoms, right? And so it would be for work, for travel, or you started feeling some type of way and you went and got a test and you found out.
Right.
Right? Because most people just ain't out here getting tests all the time. So that's also probably why it's anecdotal. Remember, and I can't say it enough, the vaccine was to mitigate people dying and people going to the hospital. That's what they was trying to do. And have done successfully is slow down death and slow down hospital.
But they are saying now that how large an unvaccinated crowd we have is what is fueling the mutation of new variants.
That's right. Yes.
Absolutely. They keep saying that, but that sounds weird because the reality is if everybody can catch it and everybody spread it, why are they only focused on the unvaccinated?
So according to people who do this science for a living and doctors, if you're vaccinated, the variant or the coronavirus does not spread in your body. Like, it doesn't duplicate in your body at the rate right. that it does if you're unvaccinated.
Right, so it gets to you, but it doesn't have room to grow.
That duplication doesn't, if it's not duplicating, then it's not morphing into the new variant.
Right.
Or finding new ways.
But that doesn't really make sense either, because it's an RNA virus, which they multiply. That's what they do. This is what it does.
Hey, Shawnee, I never heard you talk about viruses like this before a few months
You know
ago.
Why?
I'm
you
going,
know why? But do you know why? No, wait. You getting frustrated.
Well,
you jumping in before I can finish.
No, because I'm tired of this narrative, bro.
But do you know why? You know why you never heard me talk like this?
Why?
Because there's never been a plague like this.
Have you ever been to medical school?
I've done the research. Have you done the research?
Have you been to medical school? Are you a doctor?
I mean, listen, you can't do the research.
I know you're a smart dude who reads a lot, and that's cool.
Yeah, everybody starts stretching. But wait, listen, are you saying that unless you are professional at something, you can't have an opinion?
No, you can have an opinion.
Because then we're going to stop every date.
No, because, well, I do.
On a bunch of things.
Well, the things that we talk about here, we do professionally generally, right? Let's give commentary on hip-hop. We do that professionally, right? This in this particular case, you said, why are they focused on the unvaccinated? To me, it doesn't take rocket science why they're focused on the unvaccinated. They want the unvaccinated to get vaccinated. Now,
we varied off into how it multiplies.
And
I said the RNA virus multiplies.
And you're giving
and you jumped in asking me if I'm a doctor.
Yes,
as
because
if I can't research that.
Because what Ebro just pointed out was the doctors are saying that the mutations are happening in the unvaccinated. That is what the problem is right now. That's why the variant's spreading. That's why they were upset they couldn't get to the 80% they needed.
Wait, and are you a doctor?
Oh, man.
No, I'm believing doctors, not you. That's what they... I'm believing
people
doctors. Who know.
I am also believing doctors.
No, you're not.
What are you talking about?
Because what you're reading is not doctors. You're reading internet nonsense.
You don't... Wait, hold
on. I'm tired of justifying nonsense.
What do you mean I'm reading nonsense? Are you next to me when I'm reading?
Tell me the medical journals then.
Are you next to me
not
when I'm reading?
Not things on the internet, Shawnee. You're not a doctor, man.
Rosenberg.
I'm tired of people spreading this.
Yo,
it's
calm
not
yourself.
True.
Commentate.
No.
Commentate, because wait.
But Shawnee, you're not the only person doing this.
But wait,
a lot of people keep doing that and saying,
whatever you got going on with other people, don't project on me.
Okay, so you're reading medical journals.
What I'm saying is you don't know what I'm reading.
But you're right, I don't. And I don't mean to be judgmental. But what I'm telling you is I love you. You're a friend. I'm listening to professionals. That's what
I'm saying.
Doing.
You don't know who I'm listening to. You're assuming that I'm only getting it from the internet, and I'm not getting it from actual research, and I'm not getting it from actual doctors.
So if
it's just that you want to believe your doctors instead of the doctors that I'm reading from,
okay,
you understand what I'm saying? Well, and you want to believe the mainstream media,
for the sake of
but
argument,
you can't say
for
that
the sake
you
of
know
argument,
what
the last doctor that we went over this with was a veterinarian that you was following.
That
That's
what
you said. You sent us a veterinarian.
That was one happen. Of his. That was one of his credentials. That was one of his credentials.
I mean, I'm just saying.
But
I'm
he
not
was a virologist as well. He's a virologist.
That's true.
But he's a veterinarian.
Losing his mind too. By the way.
But look, this is you. This is you trying to derail. He was a virologist as well.
No, I'm pointing it out that the credibility associated with your storyline over the last year and a half
is what
the last stories you've given us. Was one guy was a veterinarian, and the other
I forget
woman,
what that conversation
and the
was,
other
yes,
woman,
we,
the
I
other woman,
his name, Van Groot or whatever. What was the other woman?
It was. I thought it was a no. That wasn't you. That wasn't you. The remember they had
all
the black woman
was,
standing out there who was like supposedly a doctor, and she was talking about the vaccine and the virus
the
not being.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
She was the that one that said it was like alien what, sperm. Or I don't know. Yeah, it was just something ridiculous.
What I've been saying is you can still catch it. That's what I've been saying.
But we already knew that. People know that. Now, maybe people don't know that. But
people
we know
that. Saying,
nope.
But we weren't saying that before. I've been saying that.
No.
Now we're saying it.
We've definitely said that before.
What I'm saying now, specifically, is that the RNA virus mutates. That's what it does. It continues to multiply. It's like the flu. It continues to evolve.
And you think that it can do that in vaccinated people just as much as unvaccinated people?
It's not just in. It's what it does. It's in the air.
Well, no,
so it's
point,
not just
the point of the convo is if you're vaccinated, the rate of duplication is less, so the contagious level is less.
Right.
That's why they want more people to get vaccinated. So before y'all started getting real emotional about it,
gosh,
I was just trying to say,
no, you goddamn right, I'm emotional. I'm not ready to go back inside.
I was just trying to say that if you're vaccinated, the ability for the virus to duplicate and multiply and modify and whatever it's going to do it slowed down. That's why if more people get vaccinated, it slows it down. The coronavirus is not going away.
It's not going away.
The vaccine is not a cure.
Exactly.
The vaccine is not a cure. It is, once again, I'll say it again, it's to keep people from dying and going to the hospital. And we will be back in masks, and it will be back in lockdown, and everybody will be going, oh, the economy, and this one doesn't have a job, and crime is going crazy, and our kids aren't back in school, and we can't travel, and we can't go nowhere, and how come I lost my job, and how come I don't have no money, and how come I lost my apartment, and how come I can't do this? Because people aren't getting vaccinated.
That was the emotion that I was letting out, was that I know that's where this is going.
So when you lose your job,
that's
when we're back in lockdown, when we're back in lockdown, and they want to keep people from dying, because remember, this is all about people dying.
And the hospitals are filling up again right now.
This is all about people dying, because when people die, that's bad. I hope everybody knows that.
Everyone agrees.
It's simple.
Look. Everybody agrees with death is bad. And when people die, those in charge have to do things to keep more people from dying, because nobody wants to die.
Yeah, so
they brought a vaccine that could keep you from dying or going to the hospital.
That they're still learning about.
For sure. And we're also still learning about people dying. And we're still learning about the impacts of mass amounts of people dying for some people. They don't get it, which is why they're out here talking anti-vax stuff. Look, I get if you don't want to take the vax for your own health reasons or whatever, I get it, right? I understand it. But you got to know that your job, your home, your ability to move around, your ability to make extra money, whatever it is going to be mitigated if more people start dying again.
Man.
And everybody else's is too.
That got crazy.
Things are getting crazy again. That was an honest moment about I'm not going to lie. I'm having a real moment of frustration when I watch the news about these things going up and seeing where it's going. So, you know, someone who I love, respect, appreciate, know is smart, hearing your reasoning, while some of it does make sense, I'm not saying it doesn't. I say this to all of our listeners who are anti-vax. There's a certain frustration I have that the people who are taking care of us, they're all going to have to be vaccinated. The people who have saved this country, who have fought for us, they all had to go do it. And the people who have the privilege to be like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to make sure I'm good. What I'm saying is that's nice, and I hear why some people have to do that. But in the end, it may be why we get locked down again. And those people who had to go get vaccinated to take care of us, they're still going to be out there taking care of us. And to me, it feels selfish. It feels frustrating.
Right. And I see you got frustrated. But, you know, all I stated was that it's a RNA virus, right?
Well, no, you said the thing that set it
and
off.
That's what set it off.
The thing that set it off was you said that doesn't make sense.
To me.
My problem was to you because I'm listening to doctors.
And I said because.
Right. But it does
it
make
does
sense
multiply.
Because the vaccine slows down the ability for the virus to duplicate, thus slowing down everything else with regard to the virus. Just a slowdown, not a cure.
Not a cure. And supposedly slow down the risk of you getting extremely sick.
That's not supposed. That's
that
proven.
Is supposed.
Shawnee, let's not do
but
this.
Wait, listen, but
let's
wait,
not
listen,
do
listen,
this.
Listen,
hold
let
on, hold
finish.
On. I
let me
know,
finish.
Shawnee, I can't have you throw things in quickly that are inaccurate.
Let me finish something.
But hold on. Let me just respond to what you just said. You quickly threw that in. It is not supposed. It is not supposed that the vaccine is slowing down hospitalizations and death. That is fact, proved through millions of vaccinations.
Hundreds of millions. All right. So, I see you're very passionate. There's a lot of things that, you know, again, I'm not going to say on this microphone. I just throw out some things so that people can think.
Interpose
the other side. No, I said in general. No, not in just in this conversation. In general.
Got it.
In general, because the main agenda is going to be, you know, what is highlighted. I'm just saying, you know, think. And well, there are both sides to the story, and people shouldn't be villainized for their choices.
True, I agree. I agree.
No,
shouldn't be villainized.
But people do, and not just vaccine, people do get villainized for their choices.
in society. It happens. Okay? DaBaby said had a choice yesterday, and he said something on stage. He is currently being villainized, whether you agree with him or not. So there is repercussions for your decisions.
Right.
Right? And you will, if you are saying something that is irresponsible, you could be villainized. That could happen.
Right.
Now, well, it doesn't mean you're going to go to jail. It doesn't mean that the police are going to bust in your door and handcuff you whisk you off. But it could mean that you lose your job. It could mean that you lose your concert. It could mean that you lose your life. You know what I mean? It could mean a loss of things. Doesn't mean you're going to jail, though. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so to this conversation, and we could give away Summer Jam tickets and we could do the flashing lights, but for everybody out there, the best way to protect yourself and be safe is to be vaccinated. The idea of an agenda is, the agenda is to keep people from dying and going to the hospital. That's the agenda. If you don't care about that, which clearly there are people who don't, right? Wherever you are.
Or don't trust. Not that they don't care, but they don't trust. Because you can care and not trust.
Cool. However you want to rationalize it. The bottom line is we will be back in lockdown. We will be back in masks. People will start losing jobs. The economy will take a tumble. All of those things will happen if this Delta variant continues to pick up. And all the wine, and by the way, we've been here before. What month is it? What are we in? July?
It's the seventh month of the year.
A year ago, around this time, when everybody was crying about politicians not knowing what to do, and jobs and kids and et cetera, we will be having that same discussion again where people are acting like, I didn't know, and da-da-da-da. Nah, you knew, bruh. Right. You wasn't listening.
I think it's healthy to continue to have the conversation.
I think it's healthy for people to mask healthy up and vaccine
and be healthy
and be as healthy as possible.
Be healthy.
That's what I think is the most. If you care about being back outside and keeping your job and your kids being able to go to school, care,
we know.
Call the number 9 right now. Summer Jam tickets. You want to be in the building. It's not the post-pandemic Summer Jammy anymore.
It's the bad late pandemic Summer Jammy. Hopefully.
It's the we outside. So listen, you can be outside with a mask on. At least it's outside Summer Jam. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Call it right now. Outside. Call number 9. We'll lace you up. It's WQHT New York. Cast 1, 97 minutes.
Sorry,
commercial
John.
Free.
Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, Laura, man.
What?
Why you ain't making eye contact with Shawnee no more?
What do you mean? I'm making eye contact with Shawnee. I talk to Shawnee all the time.
You haven't since him and Rosenberg got in that argument.
Well, Shawnee and I have disagreed about a lot of things, but I still love Shawnee.
Yeah, it's all love.
We ain't talking about that,
man. Supposed to, yeah.
Nah, we ain't talking about love right now. We're talking about exactly.
Listen, I'm still mad at our skin cancer conversation, okay?
That was last week.
We disagree on a lot of things. We agree on a lot. Yeah. So whatever.
And it makes for good radio. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, there's two recurring themes, right? People who don't spend a lot of time in the sun and that are dark complected, saying that they don't wear sunscreen. You probably shouldn't listen to them. They don't spend a lot of time in the sun.
Right.
People who are not virologists and haven't studied vaccines their entire life, you probably want to speak to your doctor and your medical care provider about what's best for you, not your boy.
And do some research. Do some research.
And please stop believing everything that you see on Facebook and Instagram. Make sure it's coming from a reliable source.
Listen, We're going to take calls, though, because people got something to say. 800-223-9797. Hopefully the passive, smart, intelligent audience is quick to their phone.
No, they're not calling.
Because those aren't the people who are quick to the phone.
The biggest portion of our audience, I'd say probably 75% of them, who heard the conversation, they're going to be like, they're not rushing to their phones. The people who are rushing to their phones are going to call and tell me to shut the bleep up. And not to mention Shawnee, who's a great guy, is also a great in arguing. He made me appear like the villain.
Well, listen, you were
I make it easy.
You set it off.
You're right, and I make it easy because I get emotional and angry, and Shawnee knows that. We've been arguing for many years. So he also knows how to play it, but I just have to make sure I address the little things that I think that he slips in that are important pieces of information that if we overlook them, we'll be taken as fact. So I don't like to let any of those moments go by. I pounce
on them. At this point, and this is why I believe the vaccine uptake of people taking the vaccine has tremendously slowed down. At this point, people who understand how vaccines work, they have been vaccinated in other ways at other times in their lives for travel or whatever. They understand that the importance of this vaccine. I believe most of those people have been vaccinated. The reason it's slowed down is because you have either people who are against vaccines, period, like they've been anti-vax on other things as well. And also younger people who haven't even been on planet Earth long enough and they're, you know, on their social media or whatever, Facebook, and getting information, and they're just going with what feel, because there's a lack of trust, as Shawnee pointed out earlier, right? Conspiracy theorists, lack of trust, et cetera, et cetera. Don't trust medical field. Think there's an alternate agenda that's somehow blah, 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 working against them to vaccinate them and somehow harm them. So those are the people that are slowing it down. And then the religious folks, too. There's religious folks in there, which also ties into some of the conspiracy. And then, you know what I mean? That batch over there. But I think most of the people who are vaccinated already, they understand why this is beneficial. So when Shawnee makes a comment, he's preaching to his choir. And when we're talking about vaccines, we're preaching to our choir. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Because there's a lot of people. I don't think
Shawnee's word, my point is Shawnee's word, I don't think is going to put someone on the path or off the path to vaccine, is my
fair
point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you really believe in it, then you're going to do it.
Plus, he doesn't wear sunscreen. And so if there was someone who was like, yo, I was going to get a vaccine, but Shawnee said not to, I'm going to do it. Plus,
said not to. Do the research, and there is a lot of research that you can do that's not necessarily publicized.
But, Ebro, I'm going to just say this. I'm actually going to disagree with you on one point, though.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people in Shawnee's camp who hear Shawnee all the time, right? And if Shawnee were to one day gain a certain bit of information that changed his mind, and he did change his mind and decided to get the vaccine, I think that would impact people. I think
Shawnee is au naturel. Shawnee is au naturel. So there's not a foreign substance that he would put into his body. It just doesn't exist.
Au naturel what he wants to be. What about what he's eating at M&M's?
I don't eat those anymore.
Oh, my God.
What about alcohol?
That's a fact.
Alcohol is natural, bro.
When the last time you see me eat an M&M? Probably 2019.
Right.
Jet ass. I mean, you know.
He hasn't had M&M's for years. But
I'm saying I've cleansed myself even more so during this plague. You know what I'm saying? I've taken it very serious. And I've not just done research through Facebook and internet memes and things of that nature. Me personally, because people were actually dying. The world shut down. New York was a ghost town. That's a big deal. I didn't play with that. So I did real research. I went more than just the headlines.
Do you also take in that? I'm curious. And listen, I'm open. If you want to send me things you're reading, I am very open to reading it, and I will.
Right. And I was going to point that out because I've never sent you anything and you said you know what I'm reading. That was a whole nother thing that you threw in there. I'm like, wait, I've never sent you anything.
Well, the only thing
you
sent was the veterinarian.
Here you go.
He's
a virologist that was also a veterinarian.
But it said his primary job for the last 15 or 20 years had been veterinarian. That was right.
Which means that they didn't want him to do the virology anymore because
he was like, all right, let me get your poodle.
He may have moved off of that. See, here y'all go with the discussion.
No, listen, that's what you sent us, bro.
I was just going to say to you,
and I'm curious.
And his name is Greek Van Den Bosch.
Do people who take in all of this alternate information, Do you also take in some of the mainstream information?
Absolutely.
Have you ever listened to the New York Times podcast, The Daily, when they talk to doctors on a regular basis and you get 20 minutes of them explaining things? Do you take that in? Do you watch the NBC Nightly News where Lester Holt is breaking down what's happening in each city every day?
Well, no, I don't listen to podcasts in general. But in terms of listening to news and reading the headlines and seeing what they're saying out here, and
no, but digging I mean deeper further, dives, yes. Not just headlines, deeper dives through places like the New York Times.
Here's the tough thing. Yeah. Let's go back. We're going to take some calls because I'm sure y'all got something to say. We have to remind everyone the vaccine is not a cure. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to keep people from going to the hospital and dying. And I think that most people have a hard time understanding the nuance in the situation we are in, right? There's several things that are just A, new, B, still learning, right? Like still figuring it out. And C, the medical industry, and I've heard doctors talk about this, understanding why people don't necessarily blindly trust the medical industry. Or big pharmaceutical industry, because there is a history there of them doing bad business.
Right.
Right. And so I get it. But what we do know, based on hundreds of millions of people getting vaccinated around the globe, is that the best way to slow down death and the spread of COVID-19 is through vaccination. And vaccinations for centuries, inoculation and vaccination has been the way that we have saved lives. And I understand why it's hard for people to get it, because they don't trust. I get why people are hesitant. I'm hesitant, right?
Right.
But I also know that if you want to be safe and you want to make sure your family members are safe, and the people you are around are safe and not dying or going to the hospital, the best thing for you to do is to get vaccinated. That's the best thing for you to do. Like, that's clear. Crystal.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I just don't like, to me, there ends up being a false equivalency when we have that conversation.
What do you mean?
Wait, what?
That I believe statistics, because, for example, people will say, but I can show you statistics of how the vaccine is dangerous. Mm-hmm. And absolutely that's true. Of course there are people who have been affected. People have died from the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is the false equivalency is when you make those statistics sound as big or concrete as the statistics that show
generally. They are concrete. I think what you're trying to say
impactful.
Is the numbers don't add up.
The numbers don't.
They don't match up at all.
They don't. Of course there are dangers to the vaccine, but not nearly as many as there are benefits. And whenever we take on a medical thing, we know there are risks. Every shot we've ever gotten, every surgery we've ever had.
Absolutely.
Every time we take Advil.
I've had five knee surgeries. Every time it was like, yo, sign this paper. You might die.
You might be gone, and you're going to do it, right?
And you could give someone Advil or Tylenol, and it could affect them adversely, or Benadryl, whatever it may
be. Guys, peanut butter.
Yeah, exactly. So my point is not that there aren't dangers to the vaccine. The point to me is that when I went and took that at the Javits Center, I was like, I realize there's a risk here. I'm a little bit nervous about this. But this seems like the path to us all being able to live our lives again. Put that thing on my arm. Let's do it. That's how I took it. Not because I think it's perfect or flawless or because you have no arguments against it. It's because to me, what we need to do as a society is figure out how to make this thing go away. And to me, that's what seems to be the best option.
You know.
Otherwise, I don't see it. When I see things happen like what happened to Ebro's brother, you know, because I had a lot of people come with me of, it's the flu, it's this, it's that. Cool. Well, I'm 42 as of 3 days ago. Never knew anyone hospitalized for the flu. No mad people hospitalized from COVID and people who have died. So to me, it hit a lot closer. When I saw Ebro's brother on the verge of death, you know, that to me was, oh, okay, this is not like anything I've seen before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we had to protect And that's how I see it. But I just hope everyone does the research and truly looks into it, right, rather than just hear a quick thing here or there.
Yeah, well, and I think also, too, you know, it's important when you hear Shani talking about his life. You know, Shani's physical is not necessarily the same. Everybody's physical is not equal. Like, right, we're all made of the same compounds, but our physicals are not equal, right? I know people who had the coronavirus, tested positive, and felt nothing. Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Same.
Me.
And I always tell Shawnee, too, because I was teasing you about the M&Ms. But, you know, Shawnee also has a different kind of discipline when it comes to taking care of himself. He only eats nuts and berries and water.
Yo, she's not joking, though. Like, for real.
I'm sipping some green tea right
but,
now.
He literally barely eats anything.
No, he's very disciplined when it comes to what he puts in his body. The average person is not.
Right.
So if you want to go down to the Chinese spot and grab a sesame chicken twice a week, which, by the way,
some
I respect
burgers,
you, bro.
I love
a sesame chicken, okay? I'm not judging you. But if you want to do that and also say bleep the vaccine, you might be playing yourself. Shawnee lives an entirely different healthy right. lifestyle in addition to his not getting the vaccine.
Right.
By the way, Shawnee may have had coronavirus and not felt nothing.
True.
Right? He may have possible. Had it, felt nothing. He's never been tested either.
Possible. A lot of people asymptomatic. It's possible it could have. I mean, I'm thinking everybody touched it at this point, you know. And
at least
based
in New
on
York.
Your immunity or however you're moving, it affected you differently.
Yeah. I worked through it and Laura was laid down.
What?
Laura and her man laid down. That might have been early Delta too. Who knows? Because y'all had it pretty late.
18 days sick. I'll never forget
18?
It. 18 days.
Yo, yeah. That's true. By the way, and that's a little low-key thing that we don't talk about enough. Everyone wants to talk about hospitalizations or death, obviously, because they're both terrifying. But 18 days sick
it was horrible.
Sucks.
I always
terrible.
Tell people outside of my complications with my pregnancy, it's the most sick I've ever been. And you know how shook I was with a four-month-old having to take care of her? Because nobody else can help you because she's exposed. And then every day, video calls with the pediatrician making sure that she's okay. Thank God she had a fever for one night, and after that it was gone. But it was horrible. That's what made me be like, I never want to go through this ever again. That's why I'm vaccinated.
The kids and the babies is walking right through this. Walk right through it. Issa walked right through it for the most part.
Yeah.
Walk like it was nothing.
But the thing is, thank God. And by the way, it wasn't always like that. Remember, we had a little period there where
Shawnee would be vaccinated if it was affecting the babies. It was affecting his
kids.
They about to push
it on the kids too, right? They trying
not
to push it 5
12.
And up. Not 5 and up.
They're looking into it.
They're looking into it. I mean, look, again, you know, I push natural immunity. You know, do the disciplines that you can to build your immune system. That's what I've been on from the gate.
Some people ain't got it, bro.
Some people ain't got it.
Some people, that's why I made a point to point that out. They could do everything you doing and it ain't going to work out the same.
Yo, by the way, I have a friend who recently got laid down by COVID, said he wanted to die, laid down. And when I asked him why he didn't get the vaccination, it wasn't even some sort of cause. He was just like, nah, I hadn't gotten around to it yet. There's that, which I thought was interesting, Ebro. That is out there too. There's some people who just didn't do it yet. He wanted to go out and have a good summertime, good time, got laid down for 10 days. Misery. That's there too.
Who's on the line, Shawnee? Who we got?
Man, it's a lot of people. Well, the first person I want to go to, Samantha says, I'm bugging.
Samantha, you wanted to get at Shawnee Culture?
Yes, Shawnee, you're bugging. Listen, first of all, I love y'all. I absolutely love y'all. Rosenberg, you're my favorite. I'm sorry, I love y'all, but Rosenberg, I can completely empathize with why you got so upset. Because it's like there's almost a shield over people's eyes as far as the amount of deaths and sicknesses that's been occurring and what happened to the world all throughout 2020. I personally had it, and it laid me out in the hospital for about a week. I got ambulated and ended up in the hospital, couldn't breathe. I was in pain. God. I'm a diabetic, and I'm a transplant patient. Your responsibility, Shawnee, as far as your platform, is to give educated information to these people. Like, there are so many resources out there that are completely false, and people are taking that and running with it, going against people that have been in the field for 10, 12 years studying this. But then individuals feel like they can read a book for about a month to a year, and now are professionals and are able to advise people as far as the right thing to do. Right. And that's wild.
Right. That's what it sounds like I'm doing, but I'm actually not. I'm actually referring to doctors who've also been in the field for over 10 years and 15 years as well.
Where do they work now, Shani? Where do those doctors work?
The veterinarian? The ones that are taking care of the dogs? Which doctor are you referring to?
Wait, hold up. Samantha, hold up. Thank you for your call. We heard what she said. See, Ebro laughing because, look.
You did y'all say, done, yo,
listen,
yo, did
well,
you say
wait,
he's
wait,
a veterinarian
wait.
Or not?
No, I never. I say he's a virologist, and he also has veterinary as one of his credibilities.
Yeah, but that's his current job, bro.
But this is, I don't even know if that's his job anymore. He's retired. You know what I'm saying? But the point is, every time I say that, you discredit my point. And he was just one doctor.
I didn't discredit your point.
He's not even the dude
what
that
you
I lean
chose
on.
To the person you chose to send us.
At the time.
The only thing you've ever sent us.
The only
we had
thing.
The last time we had this argument, we was like, yo, send us the articles, bro.
Right, you sent us a veterinarian.
Sent because he was supporting the point at the time that I made. And when I sent him, he's a virologist. And you keep leaving that out.
He's a veterinarian.
He's a virologist. You know what I'm saying?
Animals get viruses, too.
Yeah, that's not
he's
what he's
a veterinarian.
He works for the government. You know what I'm saying? For the government. We have, let's go with Jessica.
Jessica, who you want to get at, Jessica?
Jessica.
Hi, guys. Good morning. So, I'm not vaccinated. Okay. I truly don't think, I get it. Like, some people want to get vaccinated, but I feel like if that was the case, everybody should, including little kids and everybody. Me, personally, my family, everybody had COVID. My 2-year-old had COVID, and there was a few that were already vaccinated and they still got COVID. So to me, it's like, okay, I'm putting this in my body, but is it really protecting me from anything? I could still get it.
Well, the point is, and that's why we keep reiterating, the point is, it's to prevent you from getting really sick and going to the hospital or giving it to someone. Do you still wear your mask?
Yeah.
So great. Great for you. Continue to do so. But you could also get someone else really, really sick inadvertently and put them in the deathbed or in the hospital.
That's the other point
of the vaccine. The vaccine isn't just about you, just like the mask wasn't just about you.
No, I completely understand. Like, I work in a hospital, and there is a lot of people in the hospital that still work there, and they're not vaccinated. We've also seen like a lot of patients that are vaccinated and have come to the hospital and tested positive for COVID. So it's kind of like a give or take. Like, do you really want to go? I feel like it's like, do you really want to go for it and see what really happens? Like, are you going to be one of those people that probably get it again and not to anybody? Or are you going to be one of those people that does get COVID and God forbid something happens to you?
Well, if you work in a hospital, if you work in a hospital, I don't know what you do with the hospital, but then you would understand that even if you get vaccinated, you can still get the virus again. I'm gonna reiterate it again.
It blows my mind. It blows
we keep
my
saying
mind.
It. Yo,
we,
I know you're saying
every
day.
Hospital.
Ebro's been saying this twice, three times a day for 6 months. I mean, it's literally.
That's the part I've been saying,
too. Thanks for your phone call.
To avoid going to the hospital or dying.
That's what the vaccine is for. If she works in a hospital, like she says, I don't know what she does in said hospital. But once again, you can get the coronavirus again, even if you're vaccinated.
Right.
You will not die or go to the hospital.
And by the way, of course, there are individuals who have.
Right.
It's about 0.07%. It exists. It's a tiny number. By the way, my brother reached out to say he loves Shani, but that whole business we just did about being healthy and that'll be what save you, nonsense.
And he also said
we were disrespecting veterinarians because any good vet would also tell you to get a vaccine.
Yo, let's get to the gurus. Let's go.
My lord.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, listen, man, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Yo, that's what guru. That's what my man Joe Trainus believes too. And he'll outrun, outlift, outswim, outride anybody,
anyone
that you want. And he got that coronavirus and was laid down.
He still eat red meat?
That's true.
No, he don't eat red meat.
Yo, Shawnee, Shawnee, Joe Trainor makes you look like DJ John, with all due respect.
Okay? Joe Trainor's my man. Joe Trainor's my man.
And he got laid on his back.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Crazy.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com.
Yes, Woosah.
For an extra sage, yes, Shawnee.
Yes, yes. Let me get the extra. Let me start a forest fire.
Yeah, yes. You might have to.
Not a forest fire. Not now.
Of sage.
With the squatty nights to heal and uplift that's right, in your time of need. Rosenberg, who emailed this man?
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com.
Exhale.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. Yeah. So many emails. I'm actually almost through the first batch, so we can move on to all the new ones we've been getting. So big ups to all of you. You will hear your email at some point. Honestly, I don't know how to start this email off. I've been through countless bad relationships in my life. Mm-hmm. And when I finally met someone I really see myself spending the rest of my life with, I feel like I already bleeped it up. Now, I met this woman on a dating site about a year ago, and we hit it off. At that time, we did not meet up. We were talking for a long time, and long story short, we'd fallen out. Started messing around with my baby mama again.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
She got pregnant.
Mm.
Now we have a 5-month-old baby. They actually wrote a 5-month-year-old baby, which is not how it works. It's a 5-month-old baby.
Mm.
Me and my child's mom broke up in August, and I recently connected her with her again. Went on several dates, and she doesn't know why I stopped speaking to her. Things are messed up between me and my child's mother, so I kind of disconnected from everyone. Now I see that we're getting a little serious. She started to come over. We met each other's kids on FaceTime. And now my guilt is kicking in because I honestly didn't think this was going to go this far because she already thought we started talking the last time. I fear if I tell her, she will leave and I guess throw away all this momentum we've established. Although we never even met up or even went on a date back then, I still feel like she would feel some type of way because there's a baby involved. I already have 2 children, and she has a son as well. So you can see me being a man with 3 kids now, she would run away. What do I do? What do I tell her? Do I walk away? God really spent his time when he created her. Wow, relax. And I honestly think she's the one. But I feel like I'm fighting a battle I can't win. Is there a win for me in this, or am I washed?
Man.
So basically, he was talking to some chick. Mm-hmm. They were building. In the meantime, he ends up knocking up his ex.
Right.
Kicking it with her.
Mm-hmm. Hit the button.
He now has 3 kids.
Hit the button. Yes, yes.
That's the button right there.
You played yourself.
So you played yourself, and you want to email us and figure out how to untangle your entanglement.
And he's saying, should he tell the girl that he's trying to pursue a life with?
Yes, you
and
should.
And God made, you know, broke the mold with this one? This is what you're talking about? Yeah. Then you got to be honest, man.
You're trying to stay honest. Yeah.
You're trying to spend your life with her. Be clear, bro. You can't live a lie and think you're going to start a foundation on that. You got 3 kids.
What do you think? How long you plan to hide your children?
Yeah,
what?
You going to hide a kid? You are trying to hide a child.
You are hiding a child.
It's not going to work,
bro. No way. It's never going to work.
And the fact that you're even asking us, you know, whether you should reveal your child, be proud of your children, first off. You know what I'm saying?
And this new girl, look, y'all just setting up. She might understand.
Yeah.
She might understand y'all just setting up. You'd be like, look, man, you know, or, you know, when we was, you know, boom, boom, pow, and then the boom, boom, pow happened.
Yeah.
But now she ain't going to trust you.
Right.
And your life ain't going to be easy because
you was, you know, hiding something, moving, and she's always going to assume when you're around your ex, your other children's mother, that there's still some energy there. So that's always going to exist.
Right.
And clearly, guess what? There's still some energy there. That's how she got pregnant.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, you played yourself.
That's a great point you threw in there, too.
Played yourself.
It's not like you're going to make her feel like, nah, yourself. I haven't felt anything for her in how long? Since y'all put the last baby in it?
Bruh. At this point, your children come first, man.
Yeah, B. Don't hide your children. Don't be ashamed of your children. And don't choose just a relationship over your children.
Yes, yo, and sit with yourself.
Hey.
Sit with yourself and ask yourself,
why
did I want to have sex with a woman that I did not want to be in a relationship with?
Right.
And we already had children together. We already had sex. We had children together. We already had a thing. Why did I want to go back to that thing and got her pregnant again?
And why do I have such little discipline as a grown-ass adult that I ended up doing that again?
Right. That's where you need to sit with. You need to sit with that.
Yeah, and if you're going to make these mistakes, at least be honest with yourself and everybody else.
Yo, is there something wrong with me that if I had had sex with someone that many times and we'd had multiple children
and broken up,
I understand the temptation of something new you've never had. Like, that's very hard and will be your entire life. I get it. It's offered to you and it's something you've never been. Okay, wow.
The only thing better than
new is two.
Is new, and the only thing better than new is two.
Exactly, all that. I understand why all of those are very hard to turn down. Not being able to resist someone you've had sex with a million times, I can't relate to. Being like, yo, and you already have children, and you already broke up, and you already decided you didn't like her, and you had to probably raw dog and not even make the decision at the end to ensure you wouldn't impregnate her?
Fam, this guy is a hot mess.
That's a disaster, bro. Just be happy with your children. Leave both these women alone. Just be happy with your children.
Pretty much. Man. And sit your ass down. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We're gonna do weakness.
I like when a guru ends on sit your ass down.
That's your kind of guru talk.
That's my kind of guru talk. Because everybody needs it. To sit down. Sometimes take a nap.
Right.
Start again.
And drink some water.
Drink some water. Water is life. Drink water. Commentate. Commentate.
Yo, you guys, I'm reading about Simone Biles. There's more to this story, and I'll cover it coming up.
Yeah, what's going on? I need the information.
Yeah, I'll let you know what's happening, man.
Damn it.
I'm worried.
97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Bobby Shmurda, Rowdy Rebel, they'll be at that Summer Jam alongside DaBaby, Migos, Meek Mill, Saweetie, CJL Alpha, Farruko. Yo, what's going down in there, man? Megan Wright and friends. It's going to be a good time. Please join us August 22nd. We're going to be outside. It's an outside affair.
Masked up.
Yo, and the cool thing about Summer Jam is you ain't got to be all up on people. You ain't got to be like, it ain't like you see these concerts where everybody mashed in the front and breathing on each other. You know what I'm saying? You could kind of move around in there a little bit.
No, it's a concert. It's not a festival with people packed into one little tight space.
So, you know what I'm saying? Join us. We'll be in there. Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Stapps.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
I have Summer Jam tickets right now for caller number 9-800-223-9797 to see a Boogie, Meek Mill, Migos, DaBaby, Saweetie, and all the special guests. It's gonna be a great time. Buy your tickets at Ticketmaster.com right now. But caller number 9, we're hooking you up. Now, guys. The U.S. Gymnastics official Twitter released an official statement saying Simone Biles has withdrawn from the team final competition due to a medical issue. She'll be assessed daily to determine medical clearance for future competitions. Thinking of you, Simone. Now, according to ESPN, Simone Biles returned to the floor with her leg wrapped after landing her vault and has withdrawn from the team's final competition. But a Team USA coach mentioned that she's going through something mentally. So, I don't know.
But so, it's an injury?
We're praying for Simone either way, man.
Well, the injury could have prompted some sort of mental issue, too.
Right.
You know, some sort of... And maybe the leg injury isn't, like, so bad that she couldn't compete, but having this little nagging injury is messing with her mentals.
Well, also remember, she was not herself in qualifying.
What do you mean? I missed that part.
She showed up and performed the other day, and she was bad.
Oh, really?
Well, bad for her.
For her. I mean,
for her.
I'm not going to compare to some average chick. Yeah, that's Simone Biles, damn it. Yeah, and she wasn't good. She
stumbled off the mat or something like that.
Yeah, she just seemed a little off. So I wonder whether it's physical or emotional. She posted yesterday a statement about it feels like the weight of the world is on her shoulders.
How much? Let me ask you guys.
The pressure.
You guys, we're not athletes, but when the vibe ain't right, the vibe ain't right. Mm-hmm. And you know, even showing up to do what we do, trying to muster up a good time on some days, right? Remember last year, coronavirus, it was just days we would come in, it was just, we'd come on the program, it was just like, damn, man, it's mad people dying, it's sick. And we was trying to figure out ways to engage with, you know, our team and the audience and try to get through the day. I say all that to say, how much of what's going on in Japan with people getting injured, the vibe over there has to be a mess, right? No audience.
Yeah.
Right?
Over 60 plus athletes have tested positive.
Yeah, there's mad stress of the coronavirus everywhere. Masks on, like, it's just not an environment that is conducive to feeling like things are all good. My mind is free and I can compete and do my best with no stress. You know what I'm saying? Is that making sense, what I'm saying?
No, of course. And even on top of that, thinking someone like Simone Biles, not only, okay, she expected to perform at the highest level, but everyone's just expecting her to just whip everyone's ass and be phenomenal.
I mean, you got a maneuver named after you. You know what I'm saying? The Biles. Listen, the reason I talk about first of all, when you compete at a high level, it's stressful. And yes, the weight of the world is on you, okay? That's what it is. That's what you signed up for. And not everybody's going to be able to handle it. But let's not act like that's not what the game is. That's the game, right? When you see these athletes go out, no matter what it is, that's the game. You're going to go in there, the pressure's going to be on you, and the reason you're celebrated is because the pressure didn't break you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but when you got, and that's why they talk about like home court advantage in sports, right? Because when the energy's right and you know people got your back, you feel invincible. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And when the energy's not good mentally, that's when you can, you know, stumble, fall, make a mistake when the energy ain't right. When the energy's good, bruh, you floating out here. And so that's why I brought up the energy, Laura Styles, is because when that energy in Japan right now, because of coronavirus and the lockdown, and isn't it true that Tokyo, like the town, doesn't even want the Olympics there?
A lot of the locals didn't want it. I know.
So
I
can
know
you imagine, like,
friends that live there?
Right. Can you imagine walking around and you're like, people don't want you there? There's no audience. People are getting sick. There's this fear, constant fear, and I'm supposed to compete at a high level?
Right. Nah, it's tough, man.
Yeah.
And also, sometimes winning for so long makes it really hard. Where, like, you're like, oh, can I do this again? People keep getting better. I get a little bit older, and there are people coming up under me. It's a lot. It's a lot.
I felt like that this morning.
Yeah.
I'm tired of kicking these morning shows' asses out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wake up every morning to put my foot in these people's asses.
We got to do it again and again.
We got to do it again.
That's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:56. High of 91. Small chance of rain tonight, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Hebrew Laura Rosenberg. Hopefully there's no rain anywhere today. Everybody gets sun, 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 sun. And we love you for loving us. Yeah.
Weekday ass up.
Hebrew in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Right here.
Hot 97.
The number one station for hip hop.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.